Elvis, Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, James Brown, Mariah Carey, Sufjan Stevens. Well, the list could go on. If you are an established musical artist, at some point you'll want to do a Christmas album or multiple Christmas albums. John Driscoll Hopkins has added his voice to the Christmas canon. He teamed up with the Atlanta Pops Orchestra for In the Spirit, a celebration of the holidays. John and the Atlanta Pops Orchestra will be playing some of that music this Thursday at Callenwald Fine Arts Center, along with releasing the deluxe edition of the album. We have John and the Atlanta Pops board president and conductor Tom Gibson here in studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lois.
Thank you for coming here. It's so nice to kick off the Christmas season with you. So the original album came out last year, and you'll be performing selections from it on Thursday. How did the collaboration between you, John, and the Atlanta Pops Orchestra come about?
One of my really good friends is a trombone player that lots of us around town have played with, and his name is Wes Funderburk. And when I was thinking of doing a Christmas record, I asked him to help me put some orchestration behind it, and overheard that conversation was overheard by Kevin Leahy, who's on the Pops board. And he said, well, let's try to put this all together, you know. And it's been something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I've always wanted to have a Christmas record. And now I think I want five of them. and I'm just going to keep going with it. But it really was a great collaboration to begin with. And just it turned into a bunch of friends that happened to be in some really cool bands getting together.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You have some great musical artists on the album, the Indigo Girls and Laura Bell Bundy. How do you know them?
Well, I have been a huge Indigo Girls fan for as long as I can, since I first heard them in the 80s. And they were gracious enough to be a part of it. Amy and Emily are just amazing. When we did a singer-songwriter thing for the Grammys last year, Emily was nice enough to come be a part of that, so we talked about it then, and then we're able to continue. In the country scene, Laura Bell Bundy is a fantastic talent and also a Broadway performer, and we had met through different award shows and things like that, and I thought of her right away when our take of Baby It's Cold Outside kind of started developing, because we've flipped the roles, and she's the aggressor in that delightful tune. So it's she's very funny. She's a fantastic singer. And also the Balsam Range track was the one that with the bluegrass band that I did a record with 3 years ago. So I was excited to do another track with them, and they're out of Asheville, North Carolina, the Western North Carolina area.
Bluegrass. So
the features are just so fabulous, and the Pops really just walked right into that and made everything happen so seamlessly. I'm just very proud of it.
Well, it all pops. You know, listening to you speak, I think maybe for the next Christmas album, you should read "Twas the Night Before."
I'm going to. How did you?
Because you have such a... I didn't know, but I love listening to you speak.
I'm going
to
do that.
Who knew?
You.
I did not know. I'm listening to
she's
that
got my
bassy
phone.
Resonance.
She's got my phone.
I do not, but I would love if you'd tell us about
it. I'm going to do that. How did you know?
I didn't know.
Tom told you.
But I want to cut. I want to cut because I thought of it. Tell us about the selection process. There's so many Christmas songs. Are there particular songs you had to include on the first album, or are there some you don't like? Are there any particular Christmas albums you had in mind, those that inspired you?
Well, I'm not going to talk about any of the ones that I don't like.
Okay.
But I feel like I probably have five Christmas albums within me, and I've just kind of gone through the list of tunes that I really enjoy the most. And unfortunately, this might be my greatest hits, this first one, because it's the ones that were my favorites. But as I keep going through the list, I see a vibe. I see that maybe this next one might be more big band. Full orchestra, I still think, but perhaps a... you know, I don't think Tom worked hard enough on the last one, so I'm going to work him a little harder on the new one. But there could be another acoustic guitar-driven thing that has more of the string thing. It's going to be things that the Pops can always play. It's going to be things that that some bands, different kind of like a bluegrass band or an acoustic band could play. I like to be able to stretch it out, but the one thing that I want to keep through the entire process of these Christmas records, I just said records.
Yes, this is vinyl.
Yes.
And bright blue.
Yes.
You all will be able to see it on our website. It is beautiful. And this blue vinyl, I mean, that even predates me, the color vinyl. Although I think I vaguely remember my brother and sister having some that were colored like that.
Well, it does look cool, too. I mean, I want them to all be traditional. I want them to all appeal to just about... Just to a wide traditional Christmas audience. I'm not particularly going to be looking to do pop things with it, like modern kind of contemporary pop. But I do love these classic songs. You know, I've got some of them are hymns on this record. I think this next one is going to be more Santa driven.
With reindeer.
With reindeer, absolutely. I've got a reindeer chorus, and they're all going to sing. It's going to be great. And then I'm thinking, maybe it's, you know, snowfall and nature, like maybe a white album or a green album, make the next one a red album for Santa Claus. I mean, things like that, you know.
Okay.
And keep the vibe connected to a new kind of direction musically, and then keep the song choice separated. I don't know. So you'd be in a mood, you know. What do you listen to? I'm listening to the blue one. Okay, I got the red one over here. It's great. You know.
Well. So. If you're just joining us, I'm Lois Reitzes. This is City Lights, and we're here with John Driscoll Hopkins. And we are talking about the new Christmas album, In the Spirit, a celebration of the holidays with the Atlanta Pops Orchestra. Tom Gibson's the conductor. We'll be back in a moment, just after this short break. On WABE Atlanta.
Laura, thank you so much for having me over.
What? You're not leaving now, are you?
Yes, it's been really great, and I'm going to take off.
Oh, that's crazy. You just got here.
Well, it's just getting late, so.
The party's just getting started.
No, it's too late yet, but I do
stay,
have to go.
Must sit.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
night.
Baby will start to worry.
Beautiful words, you're
I know
humming.
She will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
I knew this time would go too quickly. We're listening to a track from In the Spirit, John Driscoll Hopkins there with Laura Bell Bundy.
She sounds so classic to me.
That is fabulous. And this concert at Callenwald, Tom, you will be conducting on Thursday. What's the difference between playing with soloists from more rock and country backgrounds rather than classic or classic pops?
Well, I think we're lucky in that the musicians that we've assembled in the Pops are they're so wide-ranging in their ability to play a bunch of different styles. So all of us are humongous fans of John's, and it's a thrill for us, and we latch on to the style, I think, as good as anybody, and it's a thrill ride. It's an honor and it's a blast. It'll be a really fun show.
And, Tom, I saw that the Atlanta Pops also collaborated with other country artists in the past. In the 1980s, there were two other country album collaborations nominated for Grammy Awards. How does the orchestra select who it collaborates with?
Like in this instance, I think the artists find us, and we're so lucky that that happens. You know, the name of the album, In the Spirit, is, to me, it's really evocative of the sound on the album. There is a spirit to this whole project because of the friendships and the relationships of everybody involved, including John and Wes's relationship and my relationship with Wes, having sat next to him in Joe Granson's band for 15 years, and Kevin Leahy, and it's just a really special thing, and I think it really comes off in the music. Well, you can hear the love.
Wonderful. And speaking of really coming off beautifully, sitting here with his guitar is John Driscoll Hopkins with guitar. Would you play something for us in just the 5 minutes we have left?
Of course.
What are we going to hear?
This is Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh.
There's a version on the vinyl that's features this song, and this, I'm going to play roughly that version. We had to add a few extra songs to make the double album truly doubled. So.
Going to ask, with these songs being so familiar and sung and recorded so much, how do you possibly make it your own? But listening to you play that here live, John, it speaks to the infinite variety of music. It's such a testament to that and your originality that
Thank you.
Is clearly your own.
Thank you.
John Driscoll Hopkins is one of the founding members of the Zac Brown Band. Tom Gibson is president of the board at the Atlanta Pops Orchestra and conductor as well. Tom, John, and the Atlanta Pops perform this Thursday at Kellenwald Fine Arts Center. And if you want to add another disc to your Christmas music collection, their album is called In the Spirit, A Celebration of the Holidays. You won't be disappointed. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Lewis.
Without you,
I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of